Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
He's back.
That's great. It's great to have you back. I was building to that, but okay.
You really jumped the gun.
Thank you to all of our great cousin subs of the day, cousin subs who we believe in better, who made everything possible during the Tausch Summer Sabbatical edition. The Family Night Recap Edition. Thank you, Omar Brown. That's all I have to say. Edition. And the big fella is back. Perhaps you may have heard him already. Edition. I'm Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison. 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and whatever Pablo's doing when he's doing his lunges.
What a welcome back.
And, of course, everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, and all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can download in both the Android and Apple app stores. I'm Chase Wilde, normally in Green Bay, but not today. We are at TPC Wisconsin for the ESPN Madison Open. Benefiting Mentoring Positives. So some sandy sunglasses
sandy.
You've got there. Why are your sunglasses so sandy? Jesse Nelson, because we're on remote, always feels the need because there is free food for him to have. For joining us in person, which means we've got Hunter Vaughn back at the cousin at the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios. I said cousin subs a lot the last week and a half. Hi, Hunter.
Good morning.
And you've already heard him pipe in. He's cleaning his sunglasses.
Say pipe, Jim.
Pipe in.
I thought you said pipe, Jim.
When Josh DiMaggio says, "I can't hear Jesse at all." That's good news coming from him. It makes him happy, I feel like. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is back from the Tausch summer sabbatical. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be back.
It was a
long sabbatical, a little bit longer than most of my summer. The spring sabbaticals sometimes go, maybe close to 2 weeks. This one, I was chomping to get back about Thursday of last week, but it was a great trip. We had
how was the food?
This was one of those food was not a part. Like this was not a food. Not every trip is food related. I've tried to tell you guys
pretty,
this.
pretty sure you
no,
said
I didn't.
It makes or breaks a trip.
It does in some cases. When you do national parks. Okay, hold up.
Only when he wants to.
When you do.
Don't hit me.
When you do a national park trip, it's about the parks. It's not about the food. Mm. This isn't like the Wisconsin State Fair where the food is, you know, a critical point to it. Now, we had some issues. And we had issues leading into it. And in fairness, I didn't know because I don't think this is going to come as a monster surprise to you two. But my brother, Craig, and my wife, Sarah, organized everything. Mm-hmm. I just show up. And I don't, you know, they'll occasionally update me as far as what's going on, but it's, all right, we're going to get the car, we'll get, you know, our Airbnbs, we're going to locate them here so we can get to this park and this.
You're on a need-to-know basis.
Yeah, I don't need to know.
I don't think you need to know.
No, because honestly, it's going to go smoother. All I'm going to do is interject, and it's going to be annoying. And so that's the case.
I know the feeling.
So it's about the 8th or 9th of July, okay? And as we know, there's wildfires up in Canada, and there's smoke and haze and all this other stuff.
Still is.
So last year we went with college friends, and we did the Rockies.
Yep.
This year, we were going to go do something. We had to change plans. So we started planning this probably in January, February. And it was we were going out to two of the lesser-known parks. But we have a checklist of parks.
Are they among the ones listed on the frame that I got? You?
Yes.
So they are. So there will be.
They will
photos
be checked
be
off.
Filled in. Okay,
yes.
Good.
So we were nice going gift. To, and this is one of the places that you can't even imagine how it exists or why it exists, and then why it's a park. And by the way, in a world of politics where everything is divisive, what I want to see either Trump or the next president do. Start naming more national parks. There are plenty of things that need to be national parkized. That is my little tangent, and I am going to push hard. There are three things that we went to that should be national parks that aren't national parks out in Colorado. I digress. So there is, it's called the Dunes.
Now I'm kind of wondering what they were.
I'll get there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So there is this park. It's called the Sand Dunes National Park.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard of it.
Yeah.
Have you been?
Becca has. I have not.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
And it is, in fact, a national park.
Yes.
Okay.
You drive out there, and it is a haul. Like, Colorado, I got to be honest with you. I've watched Dumb and Dumber. There's a lot of part of that state that you're just like, this is still Colorado? Like, you're driving. So because of the park being closed, Gunnison was closed. And that's where, let me kind of swing this back all the way back around. Gunnison's closed. We had an Airbnb close to Gunnison. And the last day before we left, the North Rim, which is the less popular rim of the Gunnison National Park, is open. So now we have a decision.
The red-headed stepchild rim.
We have a decision to make. We had the dunes locked and loaded. It was a one-night stay. Boom, boom, boom. We stayed in some of the places that should have been. Garden of Gods, the Royal Gorge, both went to in Colorado Springs, I think, or Fort Collins. I always get those two mixed up. We did that. It was a great zip lining. No, I didn't zip line, Jesse. I'm too heavy.
Wow.
But everybody else was able to do that. There's a pterodactyl ride at one of these. It's a lot of cool
fun. Real pterodactyl?
Yes, they scream and they yell.
You rode a pterodactyl?
I did not. Again, too heavy. So when you these dunes, you're driving, and all of a sudden you look to your left, and you're like, why are these here? There's this huge mountain. Which we all know, glaciers and water bring through. And then I look, and there are dunes that are...
As far as the eye can see.
It looks like, and I've never been to Egypt, but that's what I thought when I walked out there. It's like, and it's hot. It looks like Egypt. And for my kids, it was their favorite park because you grab these sleds, and you go sled down these dunes. And by the time they finally figured it out, they're flying down these dunes. They didn't want to leave. I'm sweating my keister off saying, you guys do your thing. I'll come back and get you later. We're there for a day and a half, and it was probably both of my kids' favorite national park of all the parks we've been to.
Were you too heavy for sliding down the dunes?
Sand sledding?
So normally weight is great when it comes to snow tubing. I'm not going to give free advertising. There's a tubing hill up the street here, and I'll fly through the barricades.
Another one in Titletown.
I'll fly through the barricades, rip through the stuff, and I'll go through. Like, I could go
out onto the highway.
I could end up damn near going onto the highway if they don't have the barricades. It is fun. I'm flying. Matter of fact, I ripped a pair of Uggs. I had to drag my feet because I was getting too much. That is not the case with sand.
Could have made it to Chicago.
And let me tell you something. Sand.
The imagery is incredible.
Climbing sand, really difficult.
Yeah.
And it's hot. But great park. And again, I don't know why and how these sand dunes, but it looked sphinxy. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
My brother did he had a bear crawl climb to finish the one. Then he ended up getting a sticker. He got a sticker to showcase his prowess on the hill.
I went to the sand dunes and all I got was this lousy sticker.
In essence, that's about what happened. So we then make a decision. We are in, I don't remember the name of the town, Darbo or something, whatever the name of the town was, that is close to Gunnison. Gunnison's closed. We're now sitting there. We have a two-day period. We were going to do Gunnison hikes.
Okay.
Not happening. So we decide we're going to Mesa Verde, which is another 3 blanket hours out of the way.
Oh, boy.
So are we going to do it or are we not?
Oh, and you're doing it.
We did it. So we drove another. It's basically 6 hours. Boom, boom, boom. Old T did all the driving. Crushed it.
Thank you for your service.
That's exactly what I was hoping for. Thank you, sir.
Good job.
But then the last day, as we're sitting there, we're waiting to see if South Gunnison is going to open because the smoke, well, it's only 40% contained. But North Gunnison opens, and then we have another decision to make because we had to drive back to Denver to fly home.
Sure. How far is Denver?
A long ways. Hmm. That was the part of the trip that old T was maybe getting a little cranky.
Well, that sounds delightful.
But it was another hour and a half to go to the North Gunnison, but you could check it off even though you probably aren't, you know, you really wanted to go to South Gunnison. We end up doing North Gunnison. We get the 3 parks. We get back, we hit a Red Rocks concert, and we called it a day. So that was our little trip in a nutshell.
Wow.
A pretty good little trip. 3 national parks, and we only planned to do 2 on our little summer sabbatical. So there you go.
Garden of the Gods is a national landmark.
Should be a national park.
Mike in the YouTube commentary. Yeah.
Royal Gorge is an unbelievably beautiful place. I could not recommend people. You should go. It's a easy hike. You walk this bridge gets made. Some dude just engine. A guy's name was Gorge.
Was Gorge.
Yeah, I think so. You can fact check that. But this thing is they have zip lines and gondolas, and it is just carved. Arkansas River floating through it. It's just a beautiful
place. Arkansas River flows through Colorado.
Yes, indeed it does.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not.
The Colorado River does, too.
Is there, too, though, right?
I didn't know there was an Arkansas River.
It's a beautiful river. Strong, powerful. So, anyways, both of those should be, like, we need to start naming more national parks. When's the last time we've named one? It's time.
That's a good question. Okay. Fitz in the YouTube comments, I have not been following this part of the current president's approach, but apparently he is trying to reduce the number of national parks per Fitz, so maybe.
Yeah, no, we need to encourage more national parking.
Well, we're glad you're back from this. The question that many of us have, including Geriad.
Ooh, Geriad. Missed you, Geriad.
So you mentioned that maybe there was some frustration at times. Did Tyrant T make an appearance?
I can only speak for me.
So your answer may be different than those who vacationed.
Why does Riley have an Indianapolis Colts hat on?
He got it on Goodwill. It's signed by Eric Dickerson.
It's Eric Dickerson signed? A former Packer, almost.
Wow.
That's pretty nice. And it's signed to you.
Show the people on the video.
No, it's signed to Jamie.
Oh.
Wasn't that Riley's first name?
Jamie Oak.
Yeah, he looks like he could be the ball coach for the Colts. He's all decked out in blue. Royal Blue.
Or delivering your Butterburger.
So they don't serve ice cream. They don't.
That's true. They serve
Come on.
I never said the place.
Yeah, could be anywhere.
Everybody knew.
Could be anywhere.
Be better, Jason.
Show Riley on our social media channels and tell me that he doesn't look like he should be coming out and taking a little sticker off your mirror.
Number 65.
Where were we?
New River Gorge National Park in West Virginia, the newest.
Yeah,
US
I think we're
going to
go
park.
Hit that. That's going to be another one on our
2 years
list.
Ago, it was named a national
yes,
park.
Yes, let's start doing more of that. I think we'd like to see more of that. Frustration? Not really.
Okay.
Great car, had no problems. hamstring got a little tight because the problem out there is everything's winding through mountains. Can't use crews. So a lot of
tight hamstring from driving. So did you do a lot of walking so your knee was acting up? That'll lead to Tyrant T, from my record.
Yeah, we hiked quite a bit. Probably not as much because of the Gunnison closing that we normally would have. Mm. But a couple of things did come up, as they usually do. I don't do a ton of Airbnbs. Like, I like hotels. It's easy. Check in, check out, bing, bing, bing. But when you have a bigger group, it's nice because you can play cards and et cetera, et cetera. Is it IPT for the owners to tell you to take the garbage out to the curb?
No.
What's next? They're going to have me snaking the freaking plumbing? Like, it's your house. No, I don't need to be doing all that. I'll take the garbage into the deal. Now I need to wake up early and get the recycles out?
Do you want the owners to come back to their place and take the garbage out themselves?
That was a point that was brought. My brother had no problem with it. I just thought it was a little ticky-tacky, if I'm being honest.
You can't control when garbage day is.
How long were you there?
Well, 3 days.
So coincidentally, you were there.
The lawn needs mowing. Get out there, mow the lawn.
No, that's different.
No, it's not.
No, there isn't a designated city determined.
A septic's full. Go plug. Get rid of a septic. It's just that time of year.
If it was a gated community where someone came around and mowed the lawn for you, and the lawn service day was Monday, and you were there on Monday, the lawn would get mowed. That's the same concept for the garbage being picked up.
Yeah, I don't.
The garbage
like it.
Must be picked up.
I thought it was a little IPT.
You were in the minority.
Yeah, everybody else had no problem. I was like, wait, we got to haul it. We got to lug the. It wasn't that big a deal.
I've never done either of those where you live in someone else's house. And Jesse's story of the guy that. Yeah. Was there while you were there?
St. Louis, watching us check in.
That's a weird deal.
Yeah, I was
watching you shower. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on.
I wasn't sure exactly what
inviting you to his favorite bar right nearby.
Not a piano bar.
Meat raffle.
It was not a piano bar.
Is that what they call it? Well, it's great to have you back. We had a few recorded versions of you while you were gone.
Yeah.
But now we get live and in person.
I understand you guys got out. Like, Joe Thomas got it. My mom not happy with Joe Thomas, is what I understand.
Well, it was actually Evan Cohen.
That's not how she portrayed it. She was not happy. She said that you guys were getting after me a little bit more than usual. So she wasn't happy with you guys.
Evan called Joe Better Tausch.
Dang, that's harsh.
Yeah.
Joe Testator is better than Evan. How's that?
But nobody's better than Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, it's a new month, and I'm nervous. You know what, though? When you want
Joe Thomas would do a great job.
You want long, there's no doubt about that. When you want long-lasting comfort and reliability, it's easy to trust Pella. Every piece specifically constructed for you and your home, always designed with innovation and rigorously tested for quality and performance to last for years and built to create long-term energy savings. Stop by Pella's booth in the Expo Center at that Wisconsin State Fair.
Oh, yeah.
All the way through August 10th. Get on in there. Check it out. Got a lot of great stuff going on at Pella. And if you order by August 31st, you get zero interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com today.
It is great to have Tausch back. He is the straw that stirs our Tito's beverage. I would like to explore further, though. What exactly did your mom hear that she was irritated?
I'm going to be honest. She talked to my brother. I have not spoken to my mom.
Like kind of a game of telephone here?
It was basically the boys were pretty mean to old T. That was the impression I got.
Do you recall it being that mean?
Better Tausch was a little harsh, and he did it multiple times. And like Joe made a point, and then Evan said, "Yeah, great job, good idea, good thought, Better Tausch."
That's not very nice.
Yeah, not very nice.
We can maybe revisit that with Evan tomorrow.
I look forward to
Joe
that.
Joe was fine. He brought meat for us.
Did you get a Wagyu?
Yeah.
Where's my? I'm assuming mine's in the freezer back at the studio.
Just ate it.
You ate all the freaking Wagyu?
It was really good.
Your vacation, you lose.
That's fair.
Food made my day that day, I can tell you that much.
Live from TPC, Wisconsin for the ESPN Madison Open, benefiting Mentoring Positives, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
to family night, and Jesse will catch us up on the Brewers after their sweep in our nation's capital. But
just pounded. 56 hits?
The Miz is on the IL.
I think that is just a preemptive, like, let's give him a beat so he can pitch in the postseason. I'm not worried about that.
You don't need me. Ulti's got
a line drive in the tibia. We'll get to that coming
up.
I got a question for you, though.
All right.
You go on vacation, the Tausch summer sabbatical.
Yes, sir.
We've got an unbelievable lineup. Whether or not anyone hurt your feelings while you were gone, notwithstanding.
Sure.
But we had, you know, Brad Nortman. We had Bulaga twice. We had a Pro Football Hall of Famer in Joe Thomas. We had Alex Strofe step in for a day. We're really lucky to have a lot of great people to fill in. So I'm extremely grateful for that. But you're what makes this show go. I am curious, though, when you go on vacation, since I don't really do that sort of thing, do you unplug? Like, are you paying attention? Like, are you checking Packers.com to catch a little bit of family night action? Are you catching the Brewers at all? Like, they're on Apple TV one night, and my friend Trisha Whitaker, who used to work at WBAY in Green Bay, had some of Pat Murphy's pocket pancake during their interview. Do you unplug? Do you hear any of this stuff? Or are you just, you know, sledding down sand hills?
How do you pull off a pocket pancake?
So you were unplugged, clearly, because you did not. This very viral.
The pocket pancake stole the show.
I saw that the Brewers were rolling. Matter of fact, I was scrambling to try. Of course, the Airbnb, they don't have cable. They got like some Roku and blah, blah, blah. Couldn't figure it out.
And you got to take out the garbage.
So the IT team couldn't figure it out.
And
either.
You have to snake the sewage system.
And mow the lawn.
No one asked you to do that.
Well, they could have.
Did they make an edge, too, or just
so
mow it?
I have been really, as I've said, Weed the Brewers, whacker. I am all in. As far as Packers go, I was following, you know, obviously anything. You didn't tweet hardly anything.
I don't tweet anymore.
I know. You hate Elon Musk.
You go.
I tried to stay up to date as far as what was going on, and then but for the most part, yeah, I unplug, and because the season's coming, things are going to get very hectic. It's going to get grind time. So now I've seen and listened and understood the big picture of what is going on, but from a minutia standpoint, obviously I'm not going to be as dialed in if I'm here.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. All right. Well, we're glad you're back. Have you gotten caught up? Because my understanding
is
you returned from your trip, and then you went camping upon your – and not like glamping
what?
Camping.
No, that's why my Tito sunglasses are all full of sand.
Oh, I thought that was from the sledding.
No.
That's, you would think, yeah. But no, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've been doing this now for a year or two, and we have a friend and their family that has a beautiful spot down on the greater lower Wisconsin River where there's many, many species, and that's what we've gotten into. So we went Saturday and Sunday. I got home early this morning, sand-filled. And
species of what?
Different fish.
Oh.
Turtles and et cetera. I was really unplugged this weekend, but I was able to catch up, and I had my phone and was able to look at kind of how Saturday went and how y'all, you and Domofsky and the rest of your cronies, kind of put that out, how the scrimmage went. Another big crowd. No rain, right?
No weather issues at all. That never
happens. So, yeah, I feel like I'm caught up. I definitely feel like I have the knowledge base that I know what I need to be able to discuss it with some form of intelligence.
Okay, well, as someone who has taken part in family night during his playing career on a much more intense level, I mean, there was the one year in 05 when they brought the Buffalo Bills to town for joint practices, and you actually scrimmaged them. This is not that. There was a tackling period.
They had pads on Saturday, right?
They did have pads
on.
That's
nice.
Yeah, and they did some tackling for the final period. But while I thought Jordan Love moved well and threw the ball well, the number one offense did not score.
Halfley.
And so I want to address the idea. Is that good news? Because it's Packers versus Packers.
Yeah. Defense stayed strong.
Is that good news because the Packers defense played well? Or is that, they couldn't really get anything going offensively. So what – when you play a practice that is against each other. You would like to see both sides have a little bit of success. You know,
both sides have fun is what you're looking
both
for.
Both teams have fun.
I think what was always interesting, and I thank you for filling in with Vinny and the boys on – although Vinny, I think, took off for like 2 weeks too, didn't he?
I hear he was in some sand dunes.
The question was, do you care how that works? And my point was, I had Mike Sherman, I had Mike McCarthy. Those are both offensive coaches. So while everybody wants to say, well, the defense, the offensive coaches get irritated when the offense struggles and doesn't get it done. And especially when you tailor drills, red zone, short yardage, that's built for the offense to have some success. And the fact that they didn't, other than field goals, I am certain Jeff Hafley's going to be super excited about it, and the head football coach is not. And then it comes back to you better respond to that. The defense is kicking our keister. That's how that will be looked at. And there's always that fine line. I think coaches are always a smidge happier if the offense is doing well, especially early in camp, because I think defensively there's always – you're always a little bit ahead. And when you add young players like Green Bay has to their kind of rotation, there's going to be some things that slip up, and that makes it a lot more difficult to – you know, to be efficient when you're on offense.
Well, you are back. You took part in a lot of family nights. You know who Kevin Casevaharn is.
I do.
I'm not sure others do that are a little bit younger, so we will educate them, because there was plenty of reason to bring up Kevin Casevaharn after the way things went on Saturday night. We'll talk about that coming up after Tausch tells us about Coors Light.
Oh, I drove by Golden, Colorado. Went to Red
Rocks.
Stop
in?
They should have dropped you there while they went to the dunes.
I don't think I sent you the picture. I have a beautiful picture of my mountain, my blue mountain, silver bullet with the Red Rocks behind it, listening to a little Morgan.
Did your Airbnb not have internet
McCollum or Parker McCollum, whoever it was. But, man, did I have a night. Whether you're tailgating pregame, enjoying your experience during the game, or having a fun time at the Red Rocks concert, you know it's going to be a cold Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light, brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged. So it is made to chill. It's always Coors Light in my hand. Doesn't matter if I'm in Colorado or Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company. Yeah, Golden, Colorado.
Parker McCollum, country artist?
Yeah, I wasn't. If I'm being perfectly honest, I didn't know a ton of his songs. A good concert, but it wasn't the best for me.
Okay. More with Mark Tauscher, our cousin sub of the day. It's Wildy and Tausch.
First of all, I love bringing this to the public.
The Rich Eisen Show.
NFC North. Top to bottom, you could say this is the best this division has ever been.
Coming September 2nd on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and on Disney Plus.
All right. We roll on from TPC Wisconsin for the ESPN Madison Open, benefiting Mentoring Positives. Mark Tauscher back in the fold after the summer sabbatical. And in 2001, he was returning after starting 14 games as a rookie seventh-round pick from the University of Wisconsin. Goes out there for family nights, and a guy from Augustana College who was substitute teaching in South Dakota, playing in the XFL, steals the show.
Okay.
His name was Kevin Casevaharn. Take me back to that night. What do you remember?
I wouldn't have remembered anything, but I do know, and there's always these moments because – when it's preseason football, you know, there becomes a lot of mundaneness to it. And there are guys that really make a mark. And I think the thing you're looking for from, you know, if you're a young player, undrafted, you know, don't have a ton of accolades on your resume, you're trying to get noticed. And how you get noticed, and I remember this now that you bring it up, that Kevin Casevaharn picked off Favre and took a house call. And we're all like, oh, who's that guy? Now, does that mean that he made the team? I don't believe he did.
He did not.
So for everybody that's talking, you know, the kid that had three picks, Omar had the three picks on Saturday. Oh, he's going to make the team. Well, what it does is it makes coaches and general managers and scouts look and say, huh, this is something. Maybe we need to see if he can continue to double down and validate what we saw when the lights are on. Because, you know, preseason football is not the thing that it used to be. But I do know this. There is a difference practicing at Clark Hinkle, where everybody's cheering, and when you get the lights on and you see Jordan Love and Malik Willis on the other side of you, and you can go and kind of handle and compartmentalize and then go showcase yourself, you're going to earn more opportunities. Now, that seems to be a spot that, you know, who knows? Maybe he will be able to parlay this into a roster spot. But I love the story, and I'm guessing you, being Johnny Storyline, really is going to like it in the fact that you want to see guys rise up and give themselves these opportunities to live out their dream. You need to have nights like that, because otherwise you're buried on the third depth, and you could do something in a preseason game, and they're going to be like, wow, yeah, well, that guy's going to be working at UPS next week. Who cares? That's the narrative. Mm-hmm. This is, all right, and you do it early in camp to now hopefully give you more opportunities as you're playing the Jets and the Colts and everything else.
So Omar Brown joined, in my opinion anyway, having covered every single family night that there's been, a group of three other guys that had magical moments. One was Kevin Casefaharn, who, while you're correct, he did not make the Packers roster coming out of camp.
He made the Bengals.
He ended up with the Bengals, yep. And he had a nine-year NFL career, mm-hmm. which is pretty remarkable. 2007, one of your close friends and teammates, Tremont Williams, was not Tremont Williams yet. He was some guy that was on the practice squad last year, like Omar Brown was for this team, and he picks off Aaron Rodgers and has a huge night. And every time Tim Van Voren from Fox 6 would ask him a question, Tremont would take the microphone from him because he'd never been interviewed but in a big market like Green Bay before. And then in 2010, Sam Shields had a 98-yard pick six against Matt Flynn. And again, he was an undrafted free agent who'd spent most of his career at Miami at wide receiver. He ends up being your nickel guy by midseason, yep. and winning a Super Bowl as a rookie. And so it does matter. There are moments that matter. And you always talk about, you know, those moments during your career where you showed that it wasn't too big for you. Now, I wrote about Xavier McKinney's leadership style today for Channel 3000 because while Omar Brown had every reason to be excited and Xavier McKinney walked by when he was doing interviews and he was chanting, MVP, MVP. Xavier McKinney also pulled him aside on the sideline after his third interception and said, hey, it's been a great night, but you haven't really done anything yet. We got a preseason game next Saturday. They've got a great safety room. They got tons of guys in there.
Yep.
So it's not exactly, oh, he had three picks on family night, he's going to make the team, to your point. Mm-hmm. So when you... whether it was you personally or Tony Mall in San Diego shutting down Sean Merriman in a game, what's next? What do you have to do to make sure you're not just a cute Jason Wilde story to tell after family night and then you're never heard from again?
So the big thing is what happens during this is, you know, there's always little jockeying with depth charts and with reps at practice. And I think one of the things you see from coaches a lot of times is you want to reward guys that are really showcasing themselves. And you want to, all of a sudden, you know, whether it's Sam Shields or Tremont or any of the cases you just went through, maybe they're getting three reps at a practice per drill. All of a sudden, you know what? He's earned the right. Let's give him five or six. And then you see, boy, he knows what he's doing. He's, you know, well, he's got all of the stuff down. So you earn opportunities. That's what training camp is for everybody that's not starting or locked into their spot. I think he's going to earn more opportunities along the way.
Well, we will see how that plays out. I do want to get more into what happened at family night and kind of how things have played out on the offensive line while you've been gone, because
yeah, I've seen some things.
I thought that
a
maybe
surprised by some things.
Well, I'm curious. I want to make sure that I get you filled in, because I know that the
texting you a little bit because I was very surprised by some of the movements.
But it turned out there was some interesting developments and some injury issues that have factored into that. We'll get into that coming up after Tausch tells us about American Family Insurance.
And, yes, I want to make sure I'm getting this right. What is today?
Today is
Monday the 4th.
Kids Corner Focus, the parking lot patio.
Sunday.
Make game day a dream for the whole family at the parking lot patio during Kids Day. Before first pitch, head to the clock tower entrance outside American Family Field and let the fun begin. From free face painting and temporary tattoos to photo ops, yard games, free giveaways, and live music from local DJs, it is the perfect pregame stop for families. Come early, have fun, make it a day to remember. All thanks to American Family Insurance.
That's Sunday.
That's my will. Did
August
you see
10th.
That?
You've been working on that while you were gone?
That's my Wildy. How you doing, buddy?
Great to have you back.
I don't know if that was very
It's week
good.
Of 8-4. I just want to make sure we're correct
on
that.
Yes, week of 8-4. That is today.
All right. Let's go. What's so funny?
It's great to have you back. We'll talk more about the Packers' offensive line next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Badgers.
It reminds me of our 2016 year.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
I think being the underdog is a great thing for Wisconsin football. I think this could be that year.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Every day is like a blank canvas. You know you can paint it any way you want it. You can draw black.
Sabrina Carpenter bringing us back.
Not Sabrina Carpenter.
Why don't we play more Sabrina Carpenter? Tausch is a huge fan.
Well, a lot of her stuff's a little saucy for our...
What a great teaching pro. Right there. Best teaching pro in town. Right here. Travis. Is that right, Travis? There you go.
What is
the best? He's the best. He's a great teacher of the game.
Did he teach you?
No, he didn't, because I get screwed up and my hands get all combobulated. So
he's not only a great teacher, but he's smart enough to recognize a lost cause.
You're only as good as your student, right?
I was a little offended. Someone on Twitter. So
you're not a little anything,
John. Thank you, John. Jeez. Audius and I played a round of golf at Camp Randall Stadium over the weekend. Upper Deck Golf was in town. They turned Camp Randall into a golf course. It was really awesome. So John and I
serve ice cream.
The voice of Badger Volleyball.
No, but they advertised with
they
us.
Advertised.
Well, the event was
going. Yeah, great. That's all I'm asking.
Jeez. So we went and played on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And I had 5 birdies, which means I got within 8 yards of 5
But you didn't
holes.
Go putt.
No, but the way
yeah, this is like 9-pin bowling.
It is.
No, it's 9-pin bowling.
It's a really good comp.
Yeah, 9-pin bowl.
Using a wedge from about 100, the average.
Jeez, what the heck
you
was
just,
that?
You wrecked our webcam.
Why are you throwing quartz at my feet?
You wrecked our. Never mind. I'm going to go fix that. You guys talk.
No, finish now, Jesse.
No one can see it.
Somebody will get it. Just relax.
Let me get onto the YouTube channel. I want to see what it looks like now. What do we have?
There's nobody here.
How did you even do that?
I don't know. My foot kicked out and it grabbed it.
Jesse's got to fix it. Yeah. It's not just doing like shots of those houses. It's gone.
Yeah. Oh, it's gone, Jerry.
Broke it.
All right. Well, I'm still intrigued to hear about
your
birdie. That's on me.
I had a really good day.
He is going to keep telling the story.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, now you're spilling. You're stepping on your cord. You're spilling your coffee on your phone on your glasses that have sand in them.
Oh, boy. Am I glad.
All of your reads are covered in coffee. There's no cap on the coffee. Hunter's 15 minutes away, so it's not his fault.
No, this one's on me, Hunter.
I'm the most vindicated man in America right now. If you had a lid, it wouldn't be an issue.
All right, here's what we're gonna do.
Wow,
a train wreck.
We're gonna regather
I'm gonna
ourselves.
Dry all these off. Coffee stained.
And I'm gonna take a moment to tell you about Associated Bank, whose customer service is way better than Tausch's is right now for our fans. Jesse's gonna go fix the video. Tausch is gonna soak up his Karuba coffee.
Jeez, it's all over my sheets. I can't blame anybody. It's all me too. It's my fault. Oh, my binder. This binder's been with me since the show started. It's all wet, full of coffee.
If only you had a lid.
Yeah, I was just getting too smart talking to. That's on me.
Joe Thomas would have never made that mistake. And if you've made the mistake of going to a lesser bank, make the change and fix it now by going to Associated Bank. Their customer service is second to none. You'll find that they have great perks, including early pay, which gives you access to your money up to 2 days early. We look like we're on the surface of the sun now because of what you've done to the video.
Yeah, I screwed up. That's on me.
They've got early pay. They've got credit monitoring. They've got fraud protection. They've got Packers checking. They've got Brewers checking. They've got Badger checking.
Boy.
They've got everything you need and more. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More Wildea Tausch live from the ESPN Madison Open at TPC Wisconsin continues next. Stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildea and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.